Just ahead, a special presentation for you.
Let's listen to
satire.
Personally, I'd rather skip the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
The collage work may have a completely different effect than that of the component parts.
As you listen to
the veritable treasure chest of fun.
We will now hear the recordings.
Would you believe me if I told you I could start you out as an importer in 5 short minutes?
No, dumbass.
He's careless in his actions.
He made secret plans to find the baby and kill him.
Just so you'll know that I'm right there beside you to guide you every step of the way.
I'm going to take off my shirt.
Why don't you take off your pants?
I will do just that.
He may not be embarrassed because he is, naked. But I will be.
Well, many of the people I've helped to succeed were in exactly the same situation.
What about a woman showing up naked in a public place?
She knows how to have a good time.
Display complete nudity.
At church, for example.
Tell the men of the church.
I can hardly wait to tell old Sourpuss.
Shut the fuck up.
What children need from us is information
about the size of almonds.
They're over 5 feet tall.
Some have little hairs growing out of them.
He would need something much bigger.
But I need a strong cleaner.
We all need clothing.
You need a used or deodorant. That's what you need, deodorant.
Now there's a new antiperspirant scent from Ban called
Monkey's Armpit.
You smell it? Unbelievable, huh?
Ooh, smells good.
No kidding.
Is that supposed to be some kind of a joke?
Get out of here, all of you.
The bionic wild man begins to charge through the hospital corridor.
Who can stop him? Who can control this monstrous creature?
I'll do it, said Mrs. Beaver. Then Mrs. Beaver offered her tail as
full, complete sexual pleasure.
Around the tree she pulled him, and then she pulled and pulled, and oh.
And finally, when he came,
I poured all over you.
She covered her mouth and nose.
Then carefully smooths it over her face.
It was left very messy.
Ever since then, I always wash myself good and clean.
With Preparation H. When you choose a hemorrhoid medicine, remember,
it is specially designed for counter-espionage.
Oh, I'm excited.
The wife no longer provides the sexual excitement.
Now he knows he shouldn't box. Holes are large men.
I don't see why not.
He's found his special present.
I don't see the connection.
Let's take a look at
my testicles.
Back in 56, I got my testicle bitten off. What did you do then? I grabbed some duct tape and put my testicle back. Don't forget to bring your ball.
Both must be taken over to church by 4 o'clock.
Or they'll wrinkle and cause blisters.
As the monster machine a moment before had whisked away a life.
Well, perhaps no example of what can come along to warp the minds of youth stands out stronger than that of what's known as
Beanie Babies.
I want to see it banned. I want to see it off the face of the earth.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
So did I, son. So did I.
Great flavor comes two ways.
Your breasts, Gloria.
They are hot.
They knelt at the wonderful sight.
They have something special.
Just like Mom's.
From all appearances, you'd think she'd spent her life undressing.
Just like Mom's.
They look like a couple of vegetables.
Just like Mom's.
What is wrong with you?
Your mom is ugly.
Mom, guess what?
What is it?
Dummy, look at you.
Look at that dirty neck.
Whether it's your neck or under your arms.
Dirt, dust, and hair.
Is, however, usually on the private parts.
The dirt goes in the bucket.
My mother
became so angry, she threw a bucket of
dirt, dust, and hair
all over the house, all over the nation.
It's affecting America.
Tonight, the United States of America makes the following demands. You can be jailed for owning a television. A man can be jailed if his beard is not long enough.
Jim went to jail with plenty of time to think.
His thinking is becoming muddled.
You know, this may be a good time to suggest that you not allow the seeds of cruel hope to sprout in your soul.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds beautiful.
It also means dirty dirt.
Most the dirt right down the drain.
Way down inside of you, it's 2 more little U's.
2 glands called the testicles.
And he rolled them around in his hand like marbles.
1 is good and 1 is bad. It's up to you to choose.
You can't choose yet.
A German shepherd came out and bit me right in the nutsack, dude.
The good one tells you nice things to always do and say. The one that's bad would have you do naughty things all day.
Naughty, naughty!
That is unbelievable. Every time I hear it, it gets me, I guess the word to describe would be the creeps. And it's not fun to play that after midnight, believe me.
Thank you very much.